Next patient is Joseph Craparota. That is C, C as in cat, C-R-A-P-A-R-O-T-T-A. Let's C-R-A-P-A-R, P as in Paul. O-T-T-A, Craparota. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, date of birth, 5-23-41, date of visit, 9-21-22. Please make copy for Paul Bucolo, M.D. That's B-U-C-O-L-O, B as in Y. B-U-C-O-L-O, Bucolo, Paul, M.D. Dear Paul, thank you for sending Joseph Craparota for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough with recurrent bronchitis. And next paragraph is present illness. This is an 81-year-old male who has been treated for episode of bronchitis. Has also history for coronary artery disease and history for aortic valve stenosis. The patient has been on diuretic therapy and complaints of chronic back pain. The chronic back pain. The most recent chest X-ray and CT chest was done on 7/18/22, and it showed innumerable tiny pulmonary nodules throughout the lungs, mostly in the central lobular areas, and atelectasis in the lung bases, and diffuse airway wall thickening, and no effusions. There are cystic lesions in the kidneys. The findings on the CAT scan apparently have worsened over the past year. And the patient states that he has a cough and brings up whitish mucus, but no hemoptysis, no fevers or chills. And tonight, chest pains. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for cardiac catheterization and coronary artery disease, a history for aortic aneurysm, and he has had incisional hernia repair in 2010, and then a repeat hernia repair in June of 17. He has chronic migraine headaches. He had a colon resection done for diverticulosis and bleeding, and has chronic kidney disease stage 3A, and was treated for sepsis in 2020. That is the history of pericarditis. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked for 5 years approximately, pack per day, and quit more than 30 years ago. occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of some abdominal problems. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, allergies to iodine. Next paragraph, medalist. Donazepil, 10 milligrams a day. Correct, 12.5 milligrams. BID, amlodipine, 5 milligrams a day. Lasix, 20 milligrams. And potassium chloride, 10 milligrams daily. Isodil, 30 milligrams. QID and Lipitor, 20 milligrams a day. Leflunomide, 10 milligrams a day. And hydralazine, 25 milligrams daily. Oh, can you add system review? The patient had weight loss. He has cataracts and glaucoma. He has no hoarseness, but has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Also has abdominal pains, diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pain. Has hay fever, he has urinary frequency, and he has anxiety and some leg swelling. He also has joint pains and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly male alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 126 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 146, saturation 93. HE and D are non-cephalic, pupils react when equal. Tangus myus torus, mild injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the bases with occasional crackles. Heart the absence irregular as well as two with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no general megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor effects. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, patient number one, COPD. And number two is bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. And number three is bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis. Number four is cardiomyopathy. Number five, hypertension. Next plan, the patient will get a CT chest next month, a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2+ QID PRN. He will continue with the diuretic therapy as before. And I'll make a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Paul Bucolo, MD, BUCOLO, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.